is Keenan Wright.
Still having some privacy.
2 hours. The cop said, just shut the hell up. Just look out the window or something. So I looked out the window. Oh, my God, what? Oh, I thought I saw an optical illusion. What do you mean you thought you did? I thought I did, but I didn't. That's what screwed me up. I didn't know what I see. And it started snowing on me. I said, oh, man, I can't believe it. It always snows on my birthday. And he said, today's your birthday? And I said, no. I just want to prove the primitive linear thinking we have by taking those two facts and coming to that conclusion. And he said, just shut the hell up. Just look out the other window. So I looked out the other window and saw a mailman up there, which reminded me, you know, the little kid my grandfather told me that all mailmen were from England. That's why the steering wheel is on the other side. I believed him. I got on the meet the mailman. I take my grandfather's false teeth out of his glass and shove them into my mouth just to be weird. Get on and meet the mailman. Excuse me, sir. Expecting a package that's supposed to arrive today. God's living with a little skinny kid with huge horse teeth and an English accent for absolutely no reason. Since I had my grandfather's false teeth, he had to use his spare false teeth. He kept his baby teeth his whole life. And years later, he had them put into fake gums. So guys, I'm going to put, excuse me, sir, expecting the package supposed to arrive today. It looks like the winner sees an 80-year-old guy smiling with little tiny baby teeth. He just started crying and he drove away. I'm thinking that happened 55 years ago when I was 8, which doesn't seem that long ago, which means I'm going to be in my 80s in about a half an hour. And I thought in 27 years I'd be 100. And I tapped the cop on the shoulder in front of me. I said, you know, I don't feel that bad for almost being 100. He said, what the hell are you talking about? He said, what do you do? I said, I do the hokey pokey. What do you do? Oh, what do I do? I'm a freelance astronaut. I have my own space program inside my head. I'm going to be going on the other side of the moon soon. I won't be able to talk to you for a few minutes. Apparently, the parrot wasn't dead because just then he flew by about 65 miles an hour. They didn't see him, but I saw him. I knew that goddamn parrot. He was green. He liked to land in traffic lights, make red lights look like green lights. I said to the cop, you better not go through that. That's not really a green light. That's a parrot inside the traffic light. And he said, just shut up. So we go through the light. We were in an accident. We were hit by a truck that was carrying seat belts. The seat belts all over the place. The parrot's looking down. Oh, you should have buckled up. You should have buckled up. That's a true story rather than what happened. It was God's will that that happened. God's will. Imagine the reading of God's will. And the oceans go to fill. Like she's not even there. What's her name? I haven't decided yet. Tuesday, I was talking to my grandfather. I have a seance app. He told me when he first came to this country, he only had 3/4 in his pocket, but he had $150,000 in his shoes. Was a clown from Ringling Brothers Circus. When he died, all his friends went to the funeral in one car. You know, if heat rises, heaven might be hotter than hell. Anyone can fake their own death. Try faking your own birth. I know 5 different languages, and I can't speak them, I just know it. Woman I know recently had plastic explosive surgery. Her head is gone, but she looks better. They say laughter is the best medicine. I think it's cocaine and whiskey. I bought this little thing for my car. You put it on your car, it sends this noise out to me. Drive through the woods, deer won't run in front of your car. I installed it backwards by accident. Driving down the street with a herd of deer chasing me. I can levitate birds, but nobody cares. It's a good thing there's gravity, otherwise when birds die, they just stare right up there. The sky would be full of dead birds. Imagine if birds were tickled by feathers. See a bird fly by laughing hysterically. Get it off me. I like to fill my tub up with water and turn the shower on and act like I'm a submarine that's been hit. Hermits have no peer pressure. That's a good thing to say to the police next time they pull you over. License registration, please. Hermits have no peer pressure. License registration, please. Whenever I think about the past, it just brings back so many memories. License registration, please. There's a fine line between fishing and just standing on the shore like an idiot. Step out of the vehicle, please. That's another word for thesaurus. You never see long sleeve Hawaiian shirts. You never see a sign that says emergency entrance. On a car, you never see it says student passenger. What about grandmother clocks? What about Pavlov's cat? Imagine a game show that's all rhetorical questions. Nobody wins, nobody loses. I had a reoccurring dream once. Reminds me of the time I was in a long-distance relationship with a woman I was living with. If I had a time machine, I'd go into the future to see how the new ones are built. So I'm walking through the woods, and a spaceship lands, and 3 one-inch tall guys get out. They all walked over to me. I said, "Are you really 1 inch tall?" They said, "No, we're really very far away." Cat came over and ate him. My theory of evolution, I think Darwin was adopted. Yesterday I saw an Uber hearse. George $25 for 3 weeks ago, so in the hotel, the whole time he had the money on me, he didn't know it. Walking through New York City, 2:30 in the morning, a man sits out in an alley with a gun. He says, "You two, give me all your money." I said, "Wait a minute." I said, "George, here's $25. When I was a little kid, I wish the first words I ever said were, say I quote. Lots of my friends have babies, but I don't have any babies, but I have lots of friends. Babies don't have any friends. They have all those babies, they have those boy baby monitors from the other room so they can hear the baby from the other room. I need one of those baby monitors from my subconscious to my consciousness so I can know what the hell I'm really thinking about. Sometimes I talk to myself fluently in languages I'm unfamiliar with just to screw with my subconscious. It's a good thing a lot of people speak foreign languages, otherwise most people would have no one to talk to. The universe is expanding. That should help ease the traffic. When I was in first grade, a teacher told us that the president was married to the first lady, and all I could think of was, wow, I wonder if she ever saw any dinosaurs. She told us about Michelangelo in the Sistine Chapel, and that day I went home, I was laying at the top of my bunk bed looking at the ceiling, and I'm thinking, why not? My brother's pushing the bed around. Give me more aqua. Jesus and Santa Claus on a seesaw. I had Jesus on the low end, even though he weighed less. That was Jesus. Jesus pissed off a lot of people, you know. You stop turning the water into wine, I'm trying to take a shower. What did Jesus have to do for Santa Claus on his birthday? Don't think about it, it doesn't mean anything. Wonder if Jesus got less presents on his birthday because he was born on Christmas. Where's my stuff? That was me imitating Jesus. Testament is pretty old. I think they should call them the Old Testament and Most Recent Testament. You know, when you look at a star, it may not even be there anymore because it takes so long for light to get from there to there. Maybe gone, it just looks like it's still there. That's how I see my old girlfriends. Imagine if light bulbs work like that. I thought I told you to shut that light off. I did, it should be up by Friday. Imagine Pulitzer Prize fighting. See two writers beating the shit out of each other. Imagine how weird phones would look if your mouth was nowhere near your ears. Straight jackets to little insane children. A woman I know in her spare time, she liked to waste time. When I was a kid, I was on a merry-go-round. There was a gunshot nearby. The horse was stampeded. Running down the street on a purple wooden horse. Those were the days. That was the same time I went to the toy store. Yeah, do you have any toy train schedules? No, you're a strange boy, aren't you? No, I know, that's somebody else's imaginary friend. My school colors were clear. I'm not going to get them in the band. The reason I'm so laid back is because in high school I smoked a lot of Ritalin. My problem is I was reincarnated without ever having been alive the first time. I have two pair of reading glasses, one for fiction, one for non-fiction. I've read the Bible twice, once wearing each pair of glasses. It's the same. Attention deficit disorder. He can barely pay attention, but when he does, it's unbelievable. He's wearing advertisements for some invisible fences. I thought that'll be perfect for my invisible dogs. I live in Massachusetts. I haven't shoveled the driveway once this winter since I bought the flamethrower. Cell phone, and she's been sending faxes to my cellular subconscious. She says, call Williams in case I'm thinking about something else, I can get back to myself later. It's out of control now, don't you think?
Yeah.
I hear soon they're gonna have digital numbers. My dog has a website. All it is Naked Cats. So last night, as I was downloading pornographic bootleg SpongeBob, sent to me from a hairdresser I know in Argentina. I noticed they had no milk for tomorrow's coffee, so looked at the car keys, which had been strategically placed under the short leg of the kitchen table so the soup wouldn't spill, and I had to make a decision: do I walk to the store, or do I drive and spill the soup? After half an hour, my hands and knees, I delicately removed the car keys from under the table, and the soup didn't spill, which pissed me off so much that I whipped it against the wall. I tried to wash it off with my machine gun, squirt gun, which was full of another kind of soup, and I kind of liked the pattern I made, so I took photographs of it, intending to do paintings of the photographs, which I would sell back to myself later, since I am a private collector. I get in my car and I'm driving out to the store. My mind is skipping around and wondering how my life would have been different had I been born one day earlier. And I'm thinking maybe it wouldn't have been different other than I would have asked that question yesterday. So I go in the store, no one's behind the register, and I'm thinking I should go behind the register so a dude can come in there and ask me questions and I can say, what do I look like I work here? I went to the back of the store to get the milk, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw a 17-year-old girl come out of the back room and go behind the register, and I'm wondering what was she doing in the back room, and then I tried to distract myself from my own imagination. Looked at a can of peas, I started counting the peas, one way it came 44, 45, 46, I wonder if they had a meeting on how many peas you'd be on the label looking at. 47 is too many, 45 is not enough, all in favor of 46, okay, 46. Then I took the milk and I went up to the register and I said, hi, how are you? And she said, will that be all? And I said, no, I want to buy this. And I tried to read her mind, but I couldn't because I can barely read my own mind. And I was imagining me and her running naked across Fenway Park, holding hands in the crowd, cheering, go, go, go. And I said to her, do you like baseball? And she said, what? And I said, do you smell lighter fluid by the case? And she got all nervous the night I left. Years ago, I went to rent a movie in the video store. I go on, I can't remember the title of the movie I want, so I'm describing the movie to the guy. I said, yeah, you know, it's that black and white movie. It's on color film. I think it stars Nicolas Cage and Haley Mills. It's Then we'll hear the country loses the war because they accidentally made the submarines out of styrofoam and they won't go into the water. And the guy's just blankly looking at me. As I'm saying this to him, I'm realizing this is not a movie I saw. This is a dream right now. I'm thinking, my God, I'm trying to rent one of my own dreams. This would be pretty cool, actually. Says to me, that's not a movie you saw, that's a dream you had. And I said, how do you know me? Because you were in here last week trying to rent the same thing. And I said, all right, let me know when you get it in. Next week I'm going to have an MRI to find out whether or not I have claustrophobia. Practice makes perfect, and they told me nobody's perfect, so then I stopped practicing. I've written several books, and I wrote a book called How to Drink Heavily While You Do Your Taxes. And then I wrote You're Okay, I'm on Ecstasy. Then I wrote Your Submarines Have Backup Lights. That's my very environmental political book based on my theory that the ending of the Cold War is what started global warming. Lately I've been reading music while I listen to books on tape. Yeah. They say you're not supposed to put metal in a microwave oven. They're right. I'm missing a wall in my kitchen. I was in Chicago, I was in a hotel, the pool was on the 23rd floor. I couldn't believe how deep it was. I'm driving down the highway 100 miles an hour with a friend of mine, cruise control on, both of us in the backseat. The police pulls over, they don't know who to arrest, nobody's driving. The car started crying. I went to high school in London because we moved around a lot because my father thought he was in the military. When we came back to Massachusetts where I lived, we went to school in Massachusetts. But in the summers, I worked in Toronto in a planetarium. Nine of us worked there. We had our own softball team. We would play by the planetariums in the area. When no one was inside the planetarium, we would practice inside the planetarium. And I played second base, so I stood right under Saturn, the shortstop stood under Jupiter, and the third baseman stood under Mars. One time we tried this same step outside, but everybody was just way too far away. I was just standing in the middle of Utah like this. Before we had to go back to school, we were playing the Walter McKenzie Planetarium in Nova Scotia. It was the bottom of the 20th inning. 1-1 was the score. I'm playing second base. I'm on acid. I was in the car. I had a prescription for acid. My doctor thought I should be on it. It'd be more focused if I was on it. So I'm standing there thinking about everything and nothing at the exact same time. I'm wondering who thought of inventions. I'm wondering why is the alphabet in that order? Just because of that song? And I'm thinking the guy who wrote that song wrote everything he doesn't even know. All of a sudden a two-seater plane crashes on the field right behind me. I was on acid. I tried to catch it. I thought, this is wild, there's people sitting on the ball. Then I thought, I have to get out of here, I have to drive that 1 inch on the mat from Toronto to Boston. So I get in my car and I'm driving, and I see a guy hitchhiking, so I figured I'd go back and pick him up. So before I backed up, I put a tape in the stereo, I had a tape of that beeping noise that trucks make when they back up. I turn it up real loud, and I'm backing up. The guy gets in and I said, where are you going? And he said, I love this album. I said, it's the best of backing up. I said, I'll leave it on, we'll go forward. It's really weird. So we're driving, I said to him, if I get tired, will you drive? And he said, no, I can't drive an automatic. Then he asked me if I've ever fallen asleep driving. I said, no, I've woken up driving. And he asked me if I've ever seen a UFO, and I said, yes, but not from the outside. We're driving, and we see a sign, next mile, 1 mile. Can't argue with that, huh? Another sign, next rest area, 25 miles. And I thought, wow, that's pretty big. You must get really tired around here. And I said to him, what are you doing? He said, I'm a student. I said, what are you studying? He said, journalism. And I said, really? I'm writing a short story myself right now. It's the story of a photographer who goes completely insane trying to take a close-up photograph of the horizon. So I'm driving along, and all of a sudden there's a school bus coming down on the railroad tracks. The school bus was full of the Vienna choir boys. I don't know why, I don't have all the details. a train's coming, getting closer to the bus. Oh my God. You know, like in the movies, coming from the train to the bus. Oh my God. Can you feel the tension? In the movies. You know, in the movies, when somebody reads a letter and you hear the voice of the person who wrote that letter, that kills me. That happens to me when I read menus. The guy who wrote the menus has a real weird, deep voice. Very sour beverages. Bus train. The guy says to me, my God, these people are going to be killed instantly. I said, well, everybody dies instantly. It's the only way you can die. You're alive, then you're dead. He said, they're not going to die of natural causes. I said, they're going to get hit by a train, naturally they're going to die. He says, when what's the youngest, you can die of old age. Then he started crying. Just then a flock of bird angels flies home. A flock of what? Bird angels. Bird angels would have four wings. Picture, don't make me be the only one. The lens on top of the bus, lifts the bus up off the ground. If you're in a choir, voice is screaming the heads off, which sounded amazing. Train's coming, but he's running on the bus, goes too fast, tips over. Train is carrying toy trains. The toy train accessories, little plastic fences and little ponies, and the guy with a bucket and another guy holding a hammer. Hey, you're going to come over here? I can't come over here. We don't even exist. What do you mean we don't exist? I'm out of plastic, you idiot. Why do you think my lips aren't moving when I'm talking? You can't even hear me because you don't even exist. What do you mean? Why are we so small? I don't know why we're so small. So when people look at the train, we have to be the smaller of the train so the whole thing looks real. We just tell you we don't exist. We exist as shit if it looks real. We don't even exist. You know, I'm sick of you and your plastic buttons and your fake shadow and your plastic hair. Just get the hell out of me with your train shit. Lay on the bus back down. The Vienna choir boys stumble out of the bus. They look over, they think their train had babies. Because they're Catholic and they don't know anything. I said to the guy, look at this mess. Trains, toy trains, accessories, bird angels, Vienna choir boys. We better get out of here. You're going to blame this on us. So I'm driving. I go too fast, and the police pulls us over. He says, license and registration, please. I lean over, get it. And I said to the guy, my God, that cop's voice, that's the guy who raised the menus. He said, what are you talking about? I said, never mind, I'll tell you later. So I give him the stuff, and I said, by the way, officer, do you know what today's specials are? He said, what the hell are you talking about? He said, what are you, a wise guy? I said, I had my moments of clear perspective. Anyway, we were arrested. I've been arrested several times. I was arrested for lip-syncing karaoke. I was arrested for resisting arrest. You're under arrest. No, no, you're under arrest. A friend of mine is a pilot. We were going to go somewhere in his car for absolutely no reason. He waited 45 minutes before he backed out of his driveway. It's just like these, except they're red with green stripes and they're shorts. Imagine if you could see an inch. If you could see an inch, you'd just be talking to someone. Mm-hmm.
Side looking straight ahead for 3 minutes without
from each other. He told me it was elevator practice. Now, sometimes I'll be on an elevator with someone else. Did your grandfather make you do this too? And I'll say, what the hell are you talking about? He was a small claims court jester. Street past the gas station, you know, two signs in the window, help wanted, self-service. So I went in and hired myself. I made myself the boss. I took all the money and I left. Lately, I've been trying to feel healthier, so I need a lot of vitamins, but I don't know. How many vitamins you have to eat before you feel full? One good thing about the color of my urine is amazed. It's like going to a laser show. I go in there, I shut the lights off, I put Pink Floyd on. I call up the airline to make a reservation. They said, how many are we traveling? I said, how do I know? It's your plane. That's just my opinion on that. If Funny that a commercial will be for string. I need to get some string, get this string. This is the greatest string in the world. It's almost rope. But it's not, it's string. You can cut it up in different lengths and tie stuff up with it and stuff. I don't know what you're gonna do with it, just get it. I'd like to do a tampon. Hi, I don't have to use these. But if I did, these are the kind I would use. Comes with its own string. When I was a kid one winter, I was outside with my sister and she tried to pee her name in the snow and she broke her ankles. I was in New York in December walking down the street, so this old lady wearing a full-length fur coat. I said, excuse me, man, what kind of animal is that coat made out of? And she said, raccoon. And I said, my God, he must have been here. She was wearing pierced hearing aids. She had on unscented perfume. Came in a little empty bottle. Through the cosmetic section of the department store, I picked up this little tiny bottle of perfume. I said to the woman, is this a free sample? She said, it's free with any purchase. I said, did anyone buy anything today? Last Christmas, I bought my brother some gift wrapping paper as a gift. And I wrapped it in the same print, so when he opened it, he didn't know where the presents were. So I turn the TV on, the movie gonna come on. Before the movie starts, it says, this film has been modified to fit your television. Can you imagine if it wasn't? All you see is like a knuckle. The guy hitchhiking, he's holding the sign, says heaven, so I hit him. He probably went there, he looked like a nice guy. He got a new dog, he's a paranoid retriever. He brings back everything because he's not sure what I threw him. Sometimes I like to go to a waiting room and just sit there and wait. Nurse comes out, do you have an appointment? No, just wait. What are you waiting for? Nothing, just the waiting in the moment. Would you like to see the doctor? I don't know. What kind of a doctor is he? He's a foot doctor. I'd like to see a man that tall. Shoes and socks. He said, who do you think? I said, I don't know. I've seen big feet on a bird. I started dancing really fast and whistling really loud, and then I left. What the hell did you think was going to happen? You people are nuts. I was in the third grade, an 85-year-old teacher. She could barely hear anything, so she would turn the thermostat down to 16 degrees, so in case anyone talked, she could see a breath coming out of her mouth. When I was 7, my parents had a party. I went around to all the guests with a glass of water. I said, here, drink this. This is a magic glass of water. If you drink this, you'll all get a little bit taller. And they thought, oh, isn't this a weird kid? And when they all drank, someone went back to what they were doing. And I went into the room, they keep all the coats, and I hemmed all the sleeves 2 inches. They were all freaking out when I left. took a lie detector test? No, I didn't. Tired. I was up all night trying to round off infinity. Then I got bored and went and painted passing lines on curved roads. Sat in the woods eating popcorn just waiting. Then I played poker with tarot cards. I got a full house and 4 people died. I was in Las Vegas. I was at the roulette table having a furious argument over what I considered an odd number. I said, look at this 4. It looks Chinese. On the walls of my house, I have paintings of the rooms above me. So I never have to go upstairs. Doesn't matter what temperature a room is, it's always room temperature. I've been making wine and I'm going to make it out of raisins, so it'll be aged automatically. Life is short. It's not that wide either. You might say it's like a skinny midget. Never see any Indian midgets. Don't look at me like I'm an asshole. Anyone here ever seen an Indian midget? Oh, that's right, you're not supposed to say the word Indian anymore. Oh, that's right, you're not supposed to say the word midget anymore. I'll tell you what you can still say, though. Eat me. High school, I went out with 2 different girls. One was like the girl next door. If you live next door to a whorehouse, the other one was an angel on earth. She had little bumps on her back where her wings used to be. Apparently, at one point, she also had wings on the front. I went to take her out. Her father said, I want her home by 8:15. I said, the middle of August? That's cool. It was the first time I was ever in love, and I learned a lot before that. I never even thought about killing myself. Sometimes at night, we would go up to the planetarium and lay down on the roof and look up at the stars. Sandwich. I bring my harmonica. I had a pair of glasses. I painted lines across the lenses. So when I looked at the sky, the stars became notes on the lines. I would play the sky. One time a shooting star went by and almost broke my neck. I said, Lucinda, will you always love me? She said, I don't even love you now. I was arrested for scalping low numbers at the deli. Number 3, $28. I can't wait to be arrested all the way to the witness stand. She swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so I'll be good. Yes, you're ugly. See that woman in the jury? I'd really like to bang her. Should I keep going or are you gonna ask me questions? Special rocking chair built that would lean forward rather than backwards so he could fake interest in any conversation. When I was little, one Christmas, he gave me a box of broken glass, gave my brother a box of band-aids. Then he said, now you two share. One time he said, Stephen, how old are you? I said, I'm 5. He said, when I was your age, I was 6. Then he cackled madly and threw a spoon against a window. He was an odd man. He once carved a turkey out of a chicken. His will was an IOU. told me sometimes when you lose, you really win, like if you were playing musical electric chairs. One time I told him a dream I had, and I said, what do you think that means? And he said, it means you were sleeping. When he died, I was a little boy and went to awake with my aunt. I was kneeling down at the casket and I was looking at him inside the casket. I started thinking about my flashlight. I started thinking about the batteries inside my flashlight. And I said to my aunt, maybe he's not dead, maybe he's just in the wrong way. pathologically ambidextrous. Oh, I see. My feet control which way I go. That's what I get for taking the first piece of luggage that comes off of that thing. Sometimes I'm wearing dresses. Not because of that. Little yellow things with little straps. Hi, my name's Denise. It's like my whiskers. Might come in my car with me and perfume and knives. That's not like the other kind of jokes, is it? That one leaked out. I got a new shadow. I had to get rid of the other one. It wasn't here when I was good. One time I was walking through the woods and I saw a rabbit standing in front of a candle making shadows of people on a tree. Don't be so sarcastic. I'm gonna get a tattoo over my whole body of me, but taller. I look like I'm out of focus. I remember the day the candle shop burned down. Everybody just stood around and sang happy birthday. One time I went fishing with Salvador Dali. He was using a dotted line. He caught every other fish. I'm a peripheral visionary. I can see into the future, but she was way off to the side. I mixed this myself. I got two glasses of H, one glass of O. Because I don't trust anybody, that's why. I got food poisoning today. I don't know when I'm going to use it. See, I'm trying to drown myself a little bit at a time so I don't get the bends. Went to the movies recently and up to the concession stand. Can I help you, sir? Yes, I'd like some popcorn. Like that kernel right there. Anything else? Yes, I'd like a small Coke and a large cup and just fill it up the rest of the way. Whenever I pick up someone hitchhiking, I always like to wait a few minutes before I say anything to them. Then I say, how far do you think you were going? Seatbelt on, I want to try something. I saw it in a cartoon, but I'm pretty sure I can do it. You ever notice sometimes the moon comes out in the day, but the sun never comes out at night? That pisses me off. Some days I'll be walking down the street, and I'll just remember this fact, and I'll just get. Maybe it's not any vacation, but I still see him at the beach. That pisses me off, too. When no one's looking, all grown up, little babies laying, I say, what are you doing here? You're working day in your life. Little baby laying on a little dish towel, trying to get a little tan, to impress his little baby friends. Oh, see my diaper line? And they really like when I fake kick the baby. They're still laughing. Maybe later on fake kick a small boy. Who knows if they draw their line. I said, no thanks, I'm not going that far. Snakes have no arms, that's why they don't weigh vets. Imagine if I dropped dead right then, that was the last thing I was going to say. People would say, who the hell was he talking about? Nothing. Snakes have no arms, that's why they don't weigh vets. My father used to tell me that when he put me to bed at night. Snakes have no arms, that's why they don't weigh vets. Good night. Jesus, I wish this was really happening. Swear right after that thing, it's like, oh, pardon my French. It's that and over and over again. And one day I was walking down the street wearing a beret, and this old lady leaned out. She said, oh, do you speak French? And I said, yes, yes, I do. And she said, can you say something to me in French? And I said, fuck you, you fucking asshole. Girl with long black hair. now it's something else. Told her what I loved about her most was her mind, because that's the part of her that told her to get in bed with me naked. Next song is called "They'll Find Her When the Leaves Blow Away," because I'm not raking till spring. No, I'm just kidding you. When I was a little boy, we had a dog, and I don't know why, but the dog was born with two vaginas. We named it Snatches.
Definition mean? I don't know, the year starts with
is January and it's winter, then it goes spring, summer, fall, and December. It turns to winter again, so there's five seasons a year, and two of them are winter, so you lied to me right there. Also, I don't see any differences between the words yes and no. For instance, yes, it's not raining yet. No, it's not raining yet. Teacher said, I want to see you after class. I said, I can't point to the future. Whenever I fill out an application, it says, in case of an emergency, notify, I put doctor. What the hell is my mother going to do? Drag down an operator on me? I'm here now, let's open them up. Plus, I brought him some cookies. He can have them if I can put his head back on. My mother was always feeding me pancakes with maple syrup, then she switched to truth serum. I had eaten the pancake saying, yes, I'm the one who broke the window. I caught on to this. I realized every time I ate pancakes, a few hours later, I got the shit beat out. And once we see, she said, Stephen, one day, she said, Stephen, you want some pancakes? He said, no, I don't like pancakes. She said, I love some waffles. I said, yeah, I love some waffles. Shit, yeah. When I was little, one time, my grandmother said, Stephen, come over here. I said, what do you mean? She said, you know, you're over there. Now come over here. She said, here's $5, and don't tell your mother that I'm giving this to you. I said, it'll cost you more than that. So I'm laying in bed with my girlfriend reading the secondhand diary that I bought. I don't remember this. She said, let me ask you a question. I said, what? She said, if you could know how and when you were going to die, would you want to know? I said, no. She said, forget it then. So I figured I'd get up and go for a walk. She said, how long are you going to be gone? I said, the whole time. Walking down the street past the telephone pole, a poster stapled to it. It said, reward, lost $50. I found his key. I wear eyeglasses during the day because I was walking down the street wearing my eyeglasses and all of a sudden the prescription ran out. I'm addicted to the lint screen on my dryer. Another screen with all the lint. I can't believe the amount of lint that's on that screen every single time I put the clothes in. There's a huge amount of lint. I could see every other time, every fourth time, every single time. There's a huge amount of lint. You can't even see the screen. It's completely blocked by the lint. There's a giant amount of lint. I didn't really notice it on the clothes, but I must put on the clothes because it wasn't on the screen before I put the clothes in. Unless there's lint in the water, lint in the soap. But it can't be. It has to be from the clothes. A huge amount of lint. Every single time. It's not even the color of any of the clothes. I try to leave and I can't because I'm obsessed with it. I'm studying and breaking pieces of it off and I'm putting it in all my pockets because I'm insane and I'm recycling lint. Next time I go see the doctor right before I go, I'm going to take a giant piece of it like this and put it right in my belly button. You guys want to take your shirt off, please? What the fuck is that? Well, that's why I came to see you. I think there's an owl living in my belly. Two years ago, they dug up Zachary Taylor to see if he had been poisoned 165 years ago. What if he was poisoned? What were they going to do then? Dig up some suspects? Pick up the jury and some judges. I'm over there with the lint screen and the TV's on, and they dig up Zachary Taylor, and I thought what I was doing was weird. A friend of mine does voodoo acupuncture. You don't have to go. I'm just walking down the street, and all of a sudden, oh, that's much much better. Thank you very much. Thanks for that.